Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Mike Smith for the KSMU Sense of Community series. And today, as we continue this A Day in the Life theme of our series, a profile of Nancy Dornan, president of Machinos.
My grandfather had the first Machinos hardware, Schaefer Machino hardware, on Commercial Street in 1903. They moved from that location down to Campbell, just a little bit south of Walnut. The hardware store was where my father grew up. My grandfather died when my father was 19.
And by 1952, when Nancy's dad was 47, the family had gathered enough resources together to open up Machinos Hardware at its present location on the west side of Campbell, one block north of Sunshine.
At that time, Campbell Street was a dirt road south of Sunshine. It's interesting because the first tagline for Machinos Hardware was, "Just a step from your car." This was the second shopping center in the city of Springfield. And parking was an issue downtown then for hardware stores. And that's where the "Just a step from your car" tagline came in.
Did you, as a child, have those duties and chores in the store?
I got paid, I can't remember how much it was, like a nickel an hour or something, to count clothespins when we did inventory. So I was involved from the very get-go. Checking out at the end of the day, working in the warehouse to shelf things, bringing things out of boxes, put them on the shelf, just about anything that needed to be done. We, as a family, would check merchandise in together just before we opened, and that continued. Early on, there was my mom, my dad, myself, and a part-time girl who helped with things, and that's how the whole business began.
Nancy Dornan notes how Machinos has evolved over the years.
A variety of different things, going from the hardware business. We then branched into fireplace equipment became a big part of the hardware, and because of the fireplace equipment being seasonal, then we moved into patio furniture. And over the years, we've had a frame shop, we sold fishing licenses, we had a post office, we had a coffee shop, candy area. We then also, at one time, had a bridal registry, a complete bridal registry. We had 157 brides registered at one time, which was huge. China, crystal, silver, household electrics, you name it. Again, I think the underlying thing that we've been able to be fortunate to be in business 62 years for, we're part of the community to begin with. We have a really knowledgeable staff. At whatever juncture we did things with whatever products we had, we always had knowledgeable staff, and we'd really tried to make the customer's needs met in a friendly way. And I think that stood us in good stead over the years.
Nancy, can you describe, if there is such a thing, a typical day for you at Machinos?
I wish I could say it's what's typical. I do a lot of work in the office on the computer with the social media things. There isn't really a typical day. I'm on the floor a little bit, not nearly like I used to be. But we've got great staff people that know a lot more about product than I do now.
She's more of a visionary person.
Greg Nutting is the general manager at Machinos. He's worked with Nancy Dornan for 35 years.
To be able to see something, she puts together the outline of how she perceives that to be in place and then respects your ability to be able to make that happen. I've watched her do so many things to help out others, not just, you know, Machinos, but the community in Springfield to be a better place.
Examples of area organizations and causes supported and indeed championed by Nancy Dornan are what a laboratory person might call TNTC, too numerous to count, but include the Springfield Symphony and other arts groups, Ozarks Public Broadcasting, Dickerson Park Zoo, and funding for and restoration of the historic Gilloy's Theater. And speaking of restoration,
I'm also a managing partner with Historic Walnut Street Development. Because of my interest in historic preservation, I wound up doing about 15 houses on East Walnut between National and Hammonds Parkway, all the way from a complete rehab to putting on a handicap ramp and painting it. So I was involved in the restoration of those houses, which was residential to commercial use. And then about 15 years ago, my husband, Tom Dornan, and I began Historic Walnut Street Development Corporation, in which we take century-old houses on primarily in the West Central area on West Walnut and restore them. Many of them have really good bones but have been abused. So we take them back to their original flooring, the woodwork, the basic footprint of the house, and then put all new heating, air conditioning, and we wind up with a nicely insulated, brand new, old house.
Historic Walnut Street development is, of course, a business interest of Nancy and Tom Dornan's, but the end result is the restorational improvement of an entire Springfield neighborhood. Earlier this month, the Missouri Writers Hall of Fame was supported by Nancy Dornan when Machinos hosted a book sales and signing event with 11 area authors. A percentage of the sales went to the Writers Hall of Fame scholarship program.
Okay, all right. So once we tally up what we got, I'll just write you a check.
That would be great. Or yeah. Writers Hall of Fame a check.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Here's a heads up, businesswoman, a good mind, a good grasp of what it takes to run a successful business, good at all aspects of it, and maybe a strength in public relations, community relations.
Springfield businessman and nationally known children's author David Harrison.
And early on, she and I began to bump into one another. I have a tendency to become involved in the community too. And as a result, more and more, Nancy's name would pop up here and there, and I was aware of all the good things that she did and still does for Springfield area. There are so many things that Nancy has involved herself in and taken a leadership role. So we have a mutual admiration society, but long, long standing.
If I could wave a magic wand over capitalism, I would like to have multiple bottom lines.
Again, Nancy Dornan.
I'd like to have a fiscal bottom line. I'd like to have a social bottom line. I'd like to have a bottom line that deals environmentally. And somehow factor all of those things in, because I think if you only look at the fiscal end, you're missing out on so much as a business and as a community. But by balancing with these at least three things, the money, the social environment, and the environmental aspect, you get a much more complete community, you get a much more complete business.
Nancy Dornan is president of Machinos and managing partner of Historic Walnut Street Development. For the Sense of Community series on KSMU and KSMU.org, I'm Mike Smith.